We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rebe.
Well, what we heard was it was almost a foregone conclusion that he was going to get moved. I think when Ralph Krueger came in, I think it slowed down the process. Now, that's not to say that eventually Buffalo will get an offer they can't refuse, but there's also this intrigue that Ristolainen's one of those young up-and-coming stars and not so fast. Maybe Ralph Krueger wants to see what he has first before moving forward. If I, you know, I just covered 2 weeks for Hockey Night in Canada, the St. Louis Blues in Boston, and we saw a pretty good one in Colton Parayko. And prior to all the success in St. Louis, there was some talk on whether or not this guy would ever materialize to be the player that they think. And then, sure enough, he was an absolute star and another guy worthy of a Conn Smythe in the playoffs. So I think with Ristolainen, they'll listen to offers moving forward. We do believe that the Buffalo Sabres are going to want to move a defenseman out, but I don't know whether it's going to be this guy by September or October.
All right, that was our friend Nick Kiprios with Howard and Jeremy in the morning talking about Rasmus Ristolainen, and is he going to be traded this week? We'll talk more about that. I mean, a lot in there. Andrew Craig, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Fun show for you today. Jeremy Roenick, we're going to bump him an hour, so he'll be on at 11:30. It'll be fun to hear why we're going to bump him. And Stanley Cup champion, former teammate, former Buffalo Sabre, Chris Butler is going to join us probably live from Vegas. Live from Vegas. Are you on over there?
Yep.
Are you? Okay. Live from Vegas. And he's going to join us. So, great career that he's had wrapping it up. What a way to finish. But anyway, a lot in there from Kiprios. And back to Ristolainen. We'll talk Kevin Hayes contract shortly too. But he said it all in there. He said everything in there. And he was all over the place in a good way with information. I like that he brought up Colton Parayko, but he said something. You know, like, I want to see what Risto can do under Ralph Krueger, and if that's an option, I would love to see it before you definitely decide he's he needs a change of scenery, because I do believe, whether it's here or somewhere else, whether it's now or next year, he will be a star in the league. Might be a stretch, but a very, very, very good defenseman.
And you're talking who again?
Risto.
Ristolainen.
Yes.
Okay. Listen,
any confusion of that?
Well, I mean, before the show, we have talked a lot of different players. There's so much going on right now. Like, I mean, this is really an exciting time for the draft that's coming up. There's a lot of great players in the draft. You're looking at the Sabres, and what do we do with our 7th overall pick? Do we pick it? Do we trade it away? What do we do with our 31st pick? You know, is that a pickable, first round, or do we trade that away in something? I mean, there's just so much going on around the league. You look at the movement that's going on, you know, people, when you sit there and you look at, the trade for Winnipeg, they're cash strapped. They are a team that had to move Jacob Trouba out. And I mean, Jacob Trouba is an incredible, incredible defenseman, very young, has a lot of years, great years left in him. And you ask yourself, did they get enough for him? And the reality is they got a nice young defenseman in Ponick, if I'm not – am I saying that right? Ponick. And they had the 20th overall pick, and people would probably say, you know what, he's worth a lot more than that. But the reality is they had to get rid of salary. They could not even come close to paying Jacob Trouba. There's so many guys that they need to sign in Winnipeg. Kyle Connor, you know, they're trying to get Tyler Myers under a contract, Patrick Laine. There's so much going on right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs, it's just, I mean, to be able to sit on this side of the border and look over on the other side to see what they're going to do with that roster, I mean, it is actually a comedy show in itself. You know, they're trying to get rid of Patrick Marleau, which is going to open up salary, but, I mean, it is not an easy feat just to find a team out there that most likely is going to take on a $6.25 million contract and most likely buy it out.
Have you heard Pierre LeBrun's comments? Have you seen them or heard them yet?
On
Risto, on the Risto deal? So basically, I'll tell you if you haven't, it's fine. Okay. JJ just threw it in here for me. Sabres aren't going to deal Ristolainen unless the package is absolutely right. So here's more on that. Which is also why the Sabres aren't going to deal him unless the package is absolutely right. Tampa is far from the only team that's expressed interest. In fact, now that Jacob Trouba has been traded, I'm told interest has picked up again over the past 24 hours. Ristolainen is probably the top target now for teams eyeing to trade for a top pairing D, a right-handed defenseman, by the way.
And Carlson going off the market too. That's another one. I mean, Ristolainen right now.
And then he adds, if I'm the Sabres, I don't get into a serious discussion with Tampa unless Mikhail Sergachev is on the table. Well, that's an interesting twist right there, because I think a lot of times when you hear the word Ristolainen out the door, you think gap on defense. You also heard Bogosian to Vancouver. We'll talk more about that too. But you know, you talk about gap on defense, and you probably think that these deals are going to be for top two line centermen, a second line center, a winger maybe, forward. Who knows? Big prospect. Who knows? I would imagine the return for Risto would be pretty good. Now, that being said, the Sergachev addition to a name would be interesting. Does that do anything for you? Does that make it easier to move Risto if you bring in Sergachev? I'm asking you because I don't know.
No question.
I don't know exactly what Sergachev is. I know he'll put up points. I know he's like a Russian bull on the ice, but I don't know how physical he is. And that's what I fear about losing a guy like Risto. If you move Risto out, who you know has gotten 40, he had 40 points last year in a bad year. We've even said we can live with Risto if he's at around 30, playing less minutes in a more physical shutdown game.
Yep.
I am fearful that losing this piece, and you know, every time Toronto rolls in here, you know, whether Kadri's in that lineup or not, they have a pest in the lineup. You know,
how old Sergachev?
You know that he's younger, 21.
He's
maybe
20. He's turning. He would be no. He came in the league when he was what? He'd be turning 21, I think. You know, he's a 6'3", 215 pound. He just turned 20.
Yeah, no, he turns 21 on June 25th.
So 21-year-old defenseman, 6'3", 220 pounds. His last 2 years in the National Hockey League, he had 40 points, and last year his points went down a little bit to 32. He, you know, listen, I mean, he is a really, really, really good up-and-coming defenseman. He is turning 21 years old. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, keeping Risto, and I do believe, and I have said this many times, there's a lot of people out there that don't agree with me, and I'm okay with that. That's what this is all about. I believe that Risto, putting him in the right environment with the right team, he is going to have a tremendous amount of success. He is a defenseman that every team in the National Hockey League would want a piece of. His contract for what he does and what he has produced over his time is extremely, extremely reasonable at $5.4 million.
My question to all this is Sergachev physical? Because there's...
Who cares?
Well, what do you mean, who cares? Okay, listen, I don't...
Well, you got...
What
listen,
do you mean, who cares? I mean, we've sat here, you and I, for 3 years now. And we've talked about the league right now and what it is and what it's transitioned to and evolved to skill-wise, speed-wise, but we're never going to deny the fact that hockey's a physical game. Go look at St. Louis. They didn't have a defense. They had one defenseman. One defenseman under 6'1". His name was Vince Dunn. And he was 6 feet. And I don't care if he's 5'11". My point is, 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", 6'3". That was their defense.
So we're now supposed to change all our defense.
No, basically, we're not. No. Don't mistake what I'm saying. No. I'm not trying to play copycat here. I'm not. All I'm saying is that Risto has a dynamic to his game that we feel is very valuable to this team.
Not just us.
To bring a guy in.
Many teams
Montour
in the league.
Montour doesn't have he's not a physical presence. He's a
not
great
Risto,
player.
But he's not going
to be a physical presence. Bogo is a physical presence. When you go on the ice against Zach Bogosian, you know you're going to get the hardest part of a player. You're going to get every inch, and he might fail at times, but he's going to come right back at you, and he's going to come right back at you.
What do we want to acquire?
And I'm not what?
What do we want to acquire on this team? What needs to
personally?
We
a little
need
bit
to
of nasty on your
okay,
board.
Okay,
hold on. You have Michael Furland. So I'm sitting
Listen,
here saying,
no question about that. But first and foremost, you want to acquire high-end skill set and talent. Sergachev has that skill set. He is not a small defenseman. He is not 180 pounds at 5'11" or 10. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. He's 21. You know what that tells me? He's still maturing as a player. He's still maturing physically and mentally. He is a very, very good defenseman, a very high-end defenseman. He's not small. He is not small man. He is a big, thick, powerful guy that skates exceptionally well. He's got great skill set. When I talk about not wanting to move Risto, I don't want to move Risto. I really don't, because I believe that he has a skill set that every team in the league wants and needs to have success. But if we have an opportunity to make a trade for Risto, whether it's a forward, a top six forward, a guy that you feel is going to score your team 30 goals, then I don't want to trade Risto. But I'm going to do whatever it takes to make my team better.
We just signed a guy to score 30 goals.
Who's that?
Jeff Skinner.
No, he's not signed to score 30. He's signed to score 40.
Well, if he scores 33 goals, we're going to be happy.
No, I'm not.
What?
I'll be happy when he scores 40.
Kevin Hayes just got 7.1. He scored 20-something.
I'm kidding. But listen, I mean, we very pleased with Jeff Skinner. Now in the fold here, he's a piece to the puzzle. He's exactly what we needed, a guy that has that tenacious game. But when we're talking Risto, I wouldn't want to move Risto because I think he has a skill set that we need. He has the physicality. That being said, if you're going to move Risto, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, for an example, feel very interested in acquiring Rasmus Ristolainen. I mean, you if we're going to get something back that is going to benefit this team, then you have to make the move. Like that's what being a GM is all about. I wouldn't want to move Risto.
But I agree, and
I'll tell you now.
I agree with Pierre LeBrun. Sergachev, if you're going to trade him to Tampa, I would agree that I would like Sergachev back.
You
want to
know
why? The problem there, though, too, is that he's an RFA next year. And then what are you going to be paying him? You're going to have Dahlin or Dalsy, as we want to call
him. Who has more cap space, Tampa Bay Lightning or the Buffalo Sabres?
Buffalo Sabres.
Okay, well, there you go. That's why we can afford to bring in a Sergachev if that was ever a deal. I don't think Sergachev is ever going to be on the table. I don't think a 21-year-old defenseman that just put up 2 years of 32 and 40 points is going to be on the table.
They don't have any right-handed defense there.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying it makes sense for Tampa Bay.
In Tampa Bay,
why do you think Tampa Bay wanted Risto? Why do you think they want Risto? What is the one knock that you can actually put on Tampa Bay and the reason for them getting knocked out four straight by Columbus? What was it? One reason. One thing that they need in their lineup.
I mean, they got beat up.
They need sandpaper. They need some sandpaper and physicality. They still want to keep high-end players. Their Stamkoses and points and Kucherovs and all their top-end players they're going to continue to be great. But they need, in that lineup, when they go to the playoffs, they need guys that have a little sandpaper. Who has sandpaper in Ristolainen plays that game. He can play you 22, 23 minutes a night on the Tampa Bay Lightning. He most likely will be paired with either Victor Hedman or McDonough. Tell me you can't get a better defense pair with Ristolainen than McDonough or Victor Hedman. That's exactly what they need in Tampa Bay. They need a little Ristolainen in their lineup. In order to get a Ristolainen, who's on a very solid contract, who's a defenseman that's put up 40-plus points, forget about his plus-minus, because I don't think it's just Ristolainen stuff. I think that's team stuff. Is Sergachev available? Really, really, really tough to say that Sergachev is going to be available to the Buffalo Sabres.
But they also, here's the other thing, too, if they don't move him, right?
If they don't move him, then they're going to be in
next.
What
do they pay him next year?
They're
going to
be in a very big problem the next year. They already have right now Victor Hedman making $7.75, I think, million. McDonough just signed a new contract. They're going to have to re-up some of their other players too. The Sierneck right-handed defenseman who has a lot of jam. He's got a lot of upside in his game. They've got some nice players in Tampa Bay.
If they were to move Risto, right? And again, I'm
you know who's
I
coming,
would love to get into the head of
you
Jason
know who's
Bocho
coming back if
out.
We give them Ristolainen though. Tampa
oh,
Bay,
yeah, yes,
Tampa
yeah,
Bay
yeah,
is
yeah,
wanting
yeah,
yeah. one if, well, contract
right,
off the
right,
roster,
right? And I'd be okay with it if you got Sergachev. Okay, if you got Sergachev, who's been highly touted, and I'm trying to get a friend of mine on here who coached against him, so we can get and figure out what his real tendencies are. I if you can get Sergachev, you'd have to take on Ryan Callahan, is who you're talking.
Yes.
To.
Yes.
Now he's hurt right now, so
yes.
So I mean, you know,
so they can't move him anyway.
Well, can't the Sabres accept the trade even if he is hurt? That would have to be probably part of would they call it a contingency in the deal?
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe you can if the player accepts and the team getting or making the trade that he's going to would accept him as an injured player. The news that came out yesterday or the I don't know if it's news, gossip, where I heard it. Because once something breaks and then everyone starts throwing stuff out there, so you understand that there was some kind of talk about Bogosian to Vancouver. I don't know what to make of that. I mean, it would be good for Buffalo if they could move him. It'd be good for Bogosian too if they could move him. Because when he comes back, he gets healthy. He'd have a fresh start. And you know, we talk about fresh starts and everything, but it would also be beneficial,
you know,
if that move happened. Then you could take on the Callahan deal. Right, but I mean, how much money are you going to carry?
Listen, I mean,
can Bogosian even play next
year? And I'm just saying
year,
hypothetically,
at the start of the year, anyway.
Well, I don't think they're really worried about I don't think they're worried about Callahan. Yes, he's got a $5.8 million contract, 1 year at $5.8 million. Risto makes 5.4, but you'd be bringing on a Sergachev that makes roughly $900,000. So it's not a big issue for Buffalo to bring in a Callahan and a Sergachev. You are doing a huge favor, I believe, to the Tampa Bay Lightning, because they need a right-handed defenseman. They have one right-handed defenseman on their roster. I think they just signed a Czech player in Ruda, who was already there before. They re-upped him. But, I mean, they need a player like Rasmus Ristolainen in their lineup. That's why you keep hearing the conversation about Tampa Bay very interested in Ristolainen, because I'm sure that Jason Bottrell woke up, grabbed his coffee this morning, got to the office, and there has been multiple teams that have phoned on Rasmus Ristolainen. Now that you have Jacob Trouba and Erik Karlsson off the trade or signing, there is going to be a tremendous amount of teams that are going to be very interested in Rasmus Ristolainen.
Who are those teams? I want to ask you that. But maybe this deal happens at the draft. And if it does, ladies and gentlemen, you know where you have to be for it. 7:16, 6:30 p.m. We're going to – that's our puck drop for the show. We're going to do a kind of a live round table. You know, our friends and buddies and former NHL draft picks will be there. So lots of draft stories. And interaction, you can ask questions. We're going to have instigator swag like this hat, number 1 of 50, that that we had made for this night. So shirts, golf towels, golf balls, beers. We're going to be doing draft beer races. It'll be a fun night. We're going to watch the first 10 picks of the draft. The draft will be on. Sabres pick 7th. We anticipate Sabres will make their pick. I mean, maybe not. I mean, if they move
crazier
it.
Crazier things have happened, right? But well, I'll tell you this. You know, it's a pretty special draft. There's a lot of elite talent on the forward line. A lot of very elite centers. It's a really strong draft. But, I mean, when you start looking past the first two players and Hughes and Kako, from 3 to 12 is a question mark. It really is. And there's a lot of good players. It's just going to be team need. And the funny thing is there's some interesting situations where we talk about, you know, Bowen Brohm, who is the number one ranked defenseman in the draft this year. You know, is Chicago looking for a defenseman? The team that's picking 4th is Colorado Avalanche.
No, are they
looking for a defenseman? Well, they already have their nice stud ball right-handed defenseman in Tyson Barrie. They have their new.
So wait, are you talking trade Risto and get a early draft pick?
No.
Oh.
No.
Somebody wants me to just remind you here. It's Byram.
Byram. Yeah, Byram. Yeah, I'm going to say that
wrong. No, but you know what, though? Dan who tweets in, it's Byram and Pionk. You know what? They haven't made the league yet. When they make the league, we'll get their name. Yeah. We'll get their name.
I still probably won't get their name right, but you get what I'm saying.
This is true. I'm just trying to help you here. Throw a little more moral support at you here. But I don't know, Riff. I think it'll be interesting to see if Risto's traded this week. I liked what Kiprio said early in that bit. He said, you know, see what Ralph Kruger can do with him. But I don't know. It's interesting. What before we get out of here for break, what did you think of Kevin Hayes' deal?
I think it's
7 years, $50
million.
I think
it's totally ridiculous. That's just my opinion. I understand that he's a UFA. The Philadelphia Flyers traded a 5th-round draft pick to have the opportunity to negotiate with him early. You have Alain Vigneault, which had Kevin Hayes with the New York Rangers when he was there coaching, obviously went to Fletcher and said, we need to go out and get this player because I liked what he did with my time with the Rangers. And now they've re-signed him 7 years, $7.14 million. I just think like this, you got to understand this centerman who's a second line centerman in the National Hockey League has only scored 20 goals once in his NHL career. How is he making $7.14 million? It is absolutely mind-boggling to me.
This is what happens, right? You know, Jeff and I talked about this before. He said, you know, people say, why don't more teams make deals like this? And this is why. Because you trade for a guy. You have to remind me what they gave up to get him. I don't believe it was. Do you remember what it was? Doesn't even matter. You trade for a guy's rights to get him. Then he comes there. Who has all the leverage? The player has all the leverage because the player knows that if the deal doesn't get done and he signs somewhere else at free agency for what he probably should have been worth at like what, $5.5 million?
I wouldn't say, you know, he's a six. He might be in a $6-6.5 million, but you know, when you're getting into the 7.14 for this player,
it's
just a lot of money to be putting in. But you know, listen, I mean, I think that the Philadelphia Flyers are understanding that, you know, Claude Giroux, Sean Couturier, they have a young player in Travis Konecny who's has been very good. James Van Riemsdyk, who the Philadelphia Flyers went out and signed an unrestricted free agency last year for $7 million. He's the second line left winger. Well, guess who's their new second line center? It's Kevin Hayes, and he's going to play with Jake the Snake Voracek, who's a pretty darn good player. So they've now solidified their top two lines, and guess what? You know who they've protected?
Yes.
They've protected, and the reason why they went out and tried to sign a second-line center is because they have a young Nolan Patrick, who was drafted second overall in the NHL draft. They're trying to protect him. They're trying to protect him. And that's the reason why they wanted to go out and sign that Kevin Hayes, because they realized that Nolan Patrick, in a few years, is going to be protected by their top two centers in Hayes and Couturier, and it's going to allow Nolan Patrick to have some time to play against the proper lines.
Our good buddy Chris Butler at 11 o'clock, Riv's former teammate and great friend of the show here, the Instigators, Jeremy Roenick, going to join us at 11:30. We're talking Kevin Hayes, 7 years, $50 million. The big question is this. What does this deal do for a guy like Matt Duchene? We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, the NHL Awards tonight. We'll have our Instigator Awards, so we'll talk about that as well right here. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right, welcome back. Chris Butler will join us at 11 o'clock. Jeremy Roenick will be at 11:30. Wait to hear where he is. I mean, in all seriousness, if there's one life I want to have in my next life, it would be Jeremy Roenick's. Maybe not all of it, but the traveling part of it. I don't know if I wouldn't want, like, he took a physical beating with the broken jaws and the broken bones and all that stuff.
Yep.
But anyway, wait till you find out where he is. He's going to be calling us from. I asked you a question going into the break. Shocked at the Kevin Hayes deal. Shocked. Happy for the player.
Not happy
what it's going to do for the league and contracts now.
Yeah.
I think Mark Stone, kind of that deal really screwed a lot of people over. I think that put the Sabres in a spot where they had to pay Skinner more than what I think we had anticipated the deal would look like at the start of the year. Now Kevin Hayes is going to jack salaries up. Leads to the next question of, where's Matt Duchene? Because when I hear potential BOGO move, potential Risto move, I think maybe, well, now you're freeing up some cap space. And is there a signing that you're looking at? Is there a player that you might be able to trade for? And there's nothing this team needs more than at least one top two line player with certainty. It's not here right now. They have one. Let's go for and find the second one, and it could be Duchene. And what's he gonna get now with the Hayes deal? And I don't really care. I'm willing to pay it. I am.
Okay.
Let me ask you. I've been in on Duchene when his number was 8 for 8, and I'm still going to continue to go on because if contracts are relative and everyone's going to be sucked into paying these numbers, I may as well be the sucker and I'll take the player.
Okay. What is Matt Duchene?
What is he?
Is he a first line center or is he a second line center? So he's a second line center.
On this team, he's a second line center.
Well, we're not talking the team. We're just talking hypothetically in most teams in the National Hockey League. Is he running as your number one center or is he running as your number two?
I think if Jack weren't here, you'd be fine putting him as your number one center.
Yeah. So basically, in let's say seven or eight, let's say 10 teams in the league, he might be a first line center. Because he'd be a first line center in
there are
Arizona.
Where he will be the first line center if he's here.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is Matt Duchene for 10 of the 31 teams in the National Hockey League is a number one center. For the other 20, he's a number two center. Matt Duchene, everybody keeps talking about this young guy, how he's going to get $10 million is what we're talking about right now. We're talking upwards of $10 million for Matt Duchene. I don't see it. I don't see it. And the only reason I say that is I go back to the years that he's played in the National Hockey League, and we can go back, let's just say, as back as 3 or 4 years. So last year, in his contract year, obviously, he had 70 points. He had 31 goals. The second time in his career, he scored a 30-goal season. So he had 70 points. He had basically the best year in his NHL career in the biggest year of his life.
Story of 99% of big-time
right?
players
so,
that are unique.
So
what,
now,
what do we call that year? Do you remember? We had a name. I had a special name for that. Do you remember what it was?
I don't.
It was called, what was it called? I had an unbelievable name for it that day. It's amazing how just things just.
Yeah. So
you
last
talk,
year,
I'll figure it out.
Last right? year, the year before, you know, he had a 59 point season. So pretty close to a 60 point season. The year before that 41. The year before that 59, 55. He's a pretty good player. He's a point producer. There's no question about it. But is he actually worth $10 million?
No. But Kevin Hayes isn't worth 7.1, and Jeff Skinner, if he's honest, will tell you that he's not worth 9, and other guys will tell you that Ed Carlson's not worth 11.5.
Is he worth 10? Is he worth like, $9 million?
Who?
Matt Duchene.
Yes. I already said I'd pay him 10. So what do you mean?
Like, so you're going to pay Matt Duchene $10 million?
I'm not paying him 10. I don't have a choice. That's the whole point
here.
Have
a choice. You always have a choice.
What do you mean I have a choice?
Don't have a cop. Don't be a cop. You have a choice.
Don't be a what? What were you doing? Don't be a cop out?
Yes.
You don't want me to cop out? Okay. I won't
listen
cop
to me.
Out.
$10 million. Are you paying Duchene $10 million? Because I guess the way I'm looking at it is, you know.
No, you can't, but you might have to. How does that work? You can't, but you might have to. Because if you. The question is, it's got to be, for me, it would be like an addiction. You know? Agent calls me. $9 million. Okay. Oh, gotta go. I got another call. Oh, it's at 9.5. Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Do you know who he's rumored to go to?
Then I'm gonna be calling myself and outbidding myself, and I'll be at 11.5.
Do you know who he's rumored to go to?
Who?
There's two Duchene? Teams that continue to keep coming up in the Duchene conversation.
I haven't heard.
One of them's Nashville.
Yeah. Okay.
And
well, how's that gonna work?
I don't know because they've got some issues. The only way that they're bringing in Duchene is unless they can move out a PK Subban's
that's the deal right
contract.
There. That's your contract.
That's gonna be a tough contract to get rid of. I mean, PK Subban is a very good defenseman, but for $9 million, that's way too much. And I think he's on the downslide of PK's career, and he's still gonna be a very good defenseman for a lot of years, but he's not going to be a $9 million defenseman. That's the only way he's going to Nashville, if they can move that contract out. The other team that continues to pop up in Matt Duchene negotiations or talks is the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, there's going to be only one way that I'm paying Matt Duchene $10 million, because I don't want him to go to Montreal. I don't want him to go to Montreal. That would be devastating for the Buffalo Sabres and the teams in the East if he goes to a team like Montreal, because that's exactly what they need. That's exactly what they need. They have their Max Domi. They would have their Matt Duchene. Now they'd have a 1-2 punch. They'd be pretty strong down the middle. I wouldn't want him to go to Montreal. I think, you know.
Nate! Sorry.
Go ahead.
Nate! I love you. You know what we have? I'm going to say
all right.
Matthew Drum, too. You want to know something? We have some of the greatest greatest fans. I swear, I love Instigator fans. They come out of nowhere. You have people that regularly tweet, and then you have the ones that just kind of listen regularly, and then they fire something in when you can't remember something, but they do. I called it contract year syndrome. I mean, it's not that hard of it. I can't believe I forgot that I called it. It was pretty basic, but contract year syndrome. It affects teams and players. And that's what these guys have at the last year of the deal. Sorry, man, I totally cut you off.
No, that's I like it. I like it a lot. But
thank you, Nate and Matt. Literally did that simultaneously.
So you get back to the Matt Duchene and negotiations and how that, you know, the Kevin Hayes deal, which is a $7 million deal. He's a 40-point, a mid-40-point centerman, which in his best year, he had 55 points this year, 19 goals, 55 points. He had the best year of his NHL career, and here we go. He signs his contract, and it's going to be tough for him to continue to produce at that level because I don't think he that's not where his statistics are. But the reality is, and we continue to go back to, like, again, we talk about Matt Duchene. Is he an option? I mean, he's exactly what you would want in a second-line center. He is extremely, extremely talented. But can you justify paying him upwards of $10 million? And I think that you would.
Well, the fear, well, I...
The fear that you have
well,
is now you have
Sam Reinhart next year. The fear is Dahlin in 2 years. The fear is, you know, Montour's got another year on his deal. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, you know what? Bogo, you know, he's got another year on his deal. Probably not going to be back with the Sabres after next year if he's here this year, unless it's at a reduced rate. And that's nothing personal. That's the nature of the business. But my point is that you got to start thinking about the long term in terms of guys that you have now that aren't under contract for the mega dollars that you have. You don't even know if your goaltender's here. You don't even know if your goaltender's here. So eventually you're going to have that within the next 7 years too, which if you have a starting goalie, say it's Linus Allmark, say it's not $6 million there, $8 million in goaltending right now. You're only paying $4.5 million, $5 million.
Right now?
Right now, that's what you're paying.
Well, you have 2.75 and Hutton.
No, 3.5. Hutton's
2.75.
If Hutton's 2.5, I'll quit right now. Oh, I hope he's not 2.75.
I think he's 2.75.
I think he's 3.75.
Could be.
I think he's
look
3
him up.
Point. No, I'm not looking him up. I'm nervous. So I don't know about Duchene at 10, to be quite honest with you. Duchene at 10 makes you very, very nervous. And that's...
Well, it makes you better, but it makes you nervous.
Well, uh-oh. Well, everyone, it's been a pleasure to sit here and hopefully entertain you, bring a little bit of knowledge, and it's been a lot of fun working with you, old buddy. Hope to see you on the other side, man. 2.75 for Carter Hutton.
Yeah.
You know what I meant to say? Both goaltenders are making 3.75. Does that make sense?
There you go.
Okay.
Sure.
There we are. Save my bacon on that one. So, I mean, you're going to have to pay a goalie. You're going to be paying goaltending $6-8 million between the two when you're a good team, because I don't buy that you're going to have a Jordan Binnington every single year be able
well,
to come in at a million
the reality
bucks
that
and
we,
win you a cup.
The reality that I look at, and I always kind of look at not just obviously this year or the next or the year after, is how many years down the line. So, you know, our goaltending is obviously one of the lowest paid tandems in the National Hockey League. And you ask yourself, in 2 years from now, Carter Hutton is most likely going to be moving on. That being said, is Ukko-Pekka Laukkanen going to be a guy that can step in and maybe garner some NHL time, which is going to be a cost-effective
but
player?
Not right away. He just had hip surgery, first of all. But, I mean, even
I'm talking goal, 2 years from
two
now.
2 years from now, right. Okay, there we go. Now we're talking the same language. Yeah, okay. Two years from now,
he's 22 years old. He wants a shot in the National Hockey League. You might have Linus Allmark that has established himself as a 27, 28-year-old player that you're not paying, you know, $6-10 million like some of the teams in the league.
Okay.
You keep them under a cost-effective contract.
Your goaltending situation right now is very interesting from the standpoint of competitiveness. You have Carter Hutton, who's going to play out the next 2 years of his deal. kind of solidify the number one, 1A role, right? Because you got 1B in Linus. But Linus has to be working this summer and be the best backup or whatever role he plays next year in those games, because you're going to have an Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen after next year really start to squeeze for that spot coming up through the ranks. So, I mean,
squeeze for what spot?
Well, you're going to have two. He has 2 years to earn the starting spot here with Carter Hutton.
Let's just hold off on the starting spot. The way I look at it is,
well, look at
Carter Hutton was brought in here to solidify our goaltending. That's the reality.
Solidify for right now until you can see what you have.
Linus Ullmark, who was brought up to play in his first full year in the National Hockey League. He played, 32 games, where Carter Hutton played 50. I would think that you would want your goaltenders next year to be kind of like whoever is hot, you are going to ride. Last year, with what we saw last year, and the way Phil Housley did things, you got to ride your goaltender. If you got a hot goaltender that's playing in a three week spot, and he's playing exceptionally well, ride your goaltender. Ride that guy so he can get you wins. And, next year, Linus Ullmark is in a situation where he's not a rookie anymore. He's going to be a player that's going to come into camp. And I'm going to tell you, Linus Ullmark last year was happy to be here. Linus Ullmark this year's attitude at age 25, turning 26, is a player that he wants to be the number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after that, Linus Ullmark should be the number one, and Hutton should be the backup.
I said how much I love the the listeners and the tweeters and stuff. Jim tweets in after I said, if he's making 3 point, I think he's making 3.5. And I remember I said I quit, right? So he wrote 2.75 for 3 years, .. quitter, hashtag 31th. All right, love it.
What's wrong with these people?
They remember everything.
Everything.
They remember everything, and we love it. Keep us honest over here, people. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We'll keep Chris Butler honest at 11 o'clock, and we'll try to keep Jeremy Roenick in line at 11:30. More coming up, WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hockey talk that hits. This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right, Ray Shiro on offer sheets. We all know what the CBA is. There is no gentleman agreement. Bleep that bleep. When people say that, it's a lazy narrative. I'll tell you that. Really? Your ownership's competitive. GMs are competitive. And it's the buddy-buddy system? What the bleep is that? It doesn't mean something will or won't happen, but there's been the narrative for years, and I don't know why. So buy, sell, trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports where you can buy, sell, trade new and used sports equipment. I don't know Ray Shiro for those kinds of quotes, to be quite honest with you. But I'll be the first one to say that I love it. It's refreshing, and sure, we could probably live without the swearing, but I think the swearing is what adds
it.
Well,
he's in Vegas, right? He's in Vegas. If
you know what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, clearly.
Hey, few cocktails here and there.
An interview, and all of a sudden it's all over the place. I thought that was against the rules. With
well, apparently not. They bleeped it out. But listen, I agree. I think it. You know, listen. There's nothing written in the CBA. There's nothing written in there that you can't go an offer sheet. Has there ever been an offer sheet? The answer is yes. We haven't seen one since what? 2015 with Ryan O'Reilly? Was that the last one?
I think you're right. I don't think it was 15, though. It was before that. But okay. You're right.
Listen, I mean, gentleman's agreement. So the buy sell trade,
there is a gentleman's agreement between GMs on.
I'm selling this, that there's no agreement. These guys are going to do what is best for their team. And you know what? I think you need to understand that when you go and make offer sheets, you're offer sheeting certain players a lot of money. The more money that you offer them, the more compensation you have to give up. Is it worth giving up first, you know, two, three, four first round draft picks? I mean, you better know that this is 100% the way you want to go, because it could affect your team long term because of those draft picks. Because you build today. In this game, you build through your draft picks.
All right, so the buy-sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports is there as a gentleman's agreement between GMs. Craig sells this. Now, I'm not going to buy it that there's a gentleman's agreement, but I'm going to trade. I can't sell it because I don't believe that there isn't. I believe that someone would say, I'll never offer sheet your guy. You don't offer sheet my guy. So I'm going to trade this because
I think you're right.
I believe there is it's like fighting. There's that unwritten code. Like, I won't go out and do it. You don't go out. I've never seen a GM so outraged than Brian Burke when Dustin Penner was offered the offer sheet after Edmonton missed out on Vanek. Dustin Penner was the next target out of Anaheim. And Brian Burke was the general manager in Anaheim, and he was irate. I mean, it was fun to watch, you know, because you're sitting here in Buffalo and you're just, you know, you're kind of like, you know, it's kind of, well, we kind of got hosed too, you know, like our guy, you know, like, you know, you're paying the price for
Vanek
a young player.
Vanek earned his contract. We're talking about a guy that scored 40 and 30 goals, 30
and
some
I think
goals
Vanek
every year.
And Steve Bartlett would tell you that if the Sabres had made an offer like Jonathan Chichu got that same year, if they had made an offer 5 years, $3 million per, that's an unbelievable deal at the time for a Group 2 free agent. Unbelievable deal for an RFA. Chichu cashed in big. The Sabres would have cashed in big, but they dragged their feet. They dragged their feet and they got screwed for it. And that's what happened. Their vulnerability left the door wide open for a desperate team like Edmonton to go out and do something like this. And you know what? Good for Thomas. Good for Dustin Penner. Good for Shea Weber. Good for Ryan O'Reilly, who was making $5 million way before. Do you remember the first player I ever heard about getting offer sheeted was? And I think it was against Brian Burke in Vancouver. The first player I ever heard about getting offer sheeted was Ryan Kesler. Philadelphia, I believe, offer sheeted Ryan Kesler for $1.7 million. And at the time, nobody even really knew who or what Ryan Kesler was.
I never even heard of him.
And then all of a sudden, he got this offer sheet from Bobby Clark, I think.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
And then you're...
You know the most significant one for me? And it was Chris Gratton.
Was that an offer sheet though?
It was an offer sheet from Tampa Bay, Philadelphia. I think is the one who did the offer sheet.
You might be right.
But they had a an organization that just wasn't willing to pay their players that type of money at the time. And Chris Gratton, how they got him to sign that offer sheet is they gave him $9 million signing bonus. And that was back a long, long time ago. You remember that?
Yes. I remember what you're saying.
A $9 million signing bonus was like, I mean, it was completely unheard of.
I want to add, I think it might have been more. It might have been more like 12. I could have been 10.
It was 9.
Was it?
Because they,
I'm not going to question. I'm not going to offer to quit again.
They offered him $10 million in the first year, and 9 of it was in a signing bonus. And that was the reason – that was the big thing in that contract.
You ever met Chris Gratton?
I played with him. He was my teammate in Kingston. Complete man-child when he came in. He was 16 years old. He was 6'3", 205 pounds. He had an exceptional year when he was 16, and then when he was 17, he – blew things right out of the water, 55 goals, but he was a 215-pound, just complete power forward.
Nothing
He's amazing. Good guy.
Amazing things about Chris Grad. When I was a young kid, he's the first guy to introduce me to not the spaghetti parm at Chef's, the rigatoni parm. You get the rigatoni instead of the spaghetti. Anyway, one of the best guys I ever came across as a young player. And one of the most interesting things I ever heard, now I never heard this quote from him, but teammates of his have said that they've heard him say, and I've tried to get him on the show, but he lives a very low profile, you know, doesn't want to do media. Bumped into him here a few years ago at the Galleria Mall, and he remembered me. I never played with him. It was just a training camp or two when he was here in Buffalo, and had a great chat. He's living in Brantford, Ontario, but they said that if he could do one thing different, he never would have signed that contract. I want to say that I remember hearing that.
Yeah, tough to say that now.
The pressure of the, what was it, 10 million? So okay,
9 million was in a bonus.
We were both. Okay. All of it was a bonus?
Yeah, like the contract was, you know, I can't remember how many years long, but the reason why he signed the contract was for the $9 million signing bonus, basically, that he would...
That didn't happen back then.
It did not happen. I mean, $9 million, like someone getting 30
See, I didn't
today.
Understand the collective bargaining agreement back then. What year ago was that?
That was back in 97, 98.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 17. I mean...
Yeah. He came off his three-year entry-level deal. Then he just signed...
What do you have? 30 goals, 30 assists, 200 penalty minutes? We have to go to break. Well, JJ's calling for break in my ear. What I'm doing, though, is I'm allowing Chris Butler a few more minutes to sleep because my guess is he was hashtag in one last night, and I think the team is in Vegas. So we'll check in with old Buttsy, and I want to know if he's going to get a ring. Do you think he knows all this by now?
I would think he's going to get a ring. No, most
okay,
definitely.
Name on the cup? We don't know. I saw that horseshoe picture of the team with all three trophies in there, the Conn Smythe, the Stanley, and the conference trophy, and there were 29 pictures in there. Or 29 players, I think only 26 get their name on the cup. But
yeah.
You get a ring, you get the... You get
How
a
much
long,
would this player make today in today's game? 30 goals, 62 points, 201 penalty minutes, 6'3", 220.
Chris Grattan, right?
That's when he signed his offer sheet.
$12 million per season.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.